Welcome back to the sports-centric, sports gambling, sports betting, soccer-centric podcast. I want to thank you for tuning in again. If you're like me or if you've been listening to the podcast, you had a great weekend. Great weekend. Once again, we went 100%, killed the books. Liverpool took care of business, 3-0. Salah looked great. Once again, looking like the best player on the pitch. Valencia taking care of business. Vegas keeps giving us great odds on Valencia, so we're going to continue to take them every single time. They're hot. They're on fire. That's 8 in a row, a club record. Although they did look a little shaky in this game. They scared me a bit. I was cursing at the TV for a while, but they pulled it out. They've been finding ways to win, and that's kind of one of their signature moves. So they did pull it out, but that's something we'll be looking into going forward. And we won, so we can't complain too much, right? We won. All right, so let's get into the Champions League matchups. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have Champions League fixtures. So let's just jump into that, give you what you want to hear. Tottenham on the road to, against Dortmund. I think Tottenham bounces back from their horrible showing in their derby with Arsenal. Arsenal really took it to them. There's no way around it. They had the better game plan. They got the better players, and that's what it seemed like, right? That's what it seemed to me. I'm at a loss for words. I was a little shocked at that, the way they took it to him. But I think Tottenham bounces back here. The Spurs do find a way to at least get a result here. Dortmund has been terrible. They've only won one game in their last 8 matches, or they've won 2 games in their last 10 matches. Either way you want to slice it, that's just bad. So I'm going to take Tottenham plus 1 goal. That line is minus 130 right now. Again, we're taking them plus 1 goal. So if they draw, you still win. I'm taking that every day because I think I got the better team here, the hotter team, and I'll take that minus 130. The other line I really like is Roma. We have Roma on the road against Atletico. Again, Atletico is not in great form. They just draw against people. They've only won 2 matches in their last 9. Although they played well against Real Madrid over the weekend, Real has been in horrible form too, so we don't really know what to take away from that matchup, right? But Roma has been looking great, and they're the underdogs here, so they're going to give me a goal. I'm going to take Roma plus 1, and that line is minus 120. So yes, I will take Roma plus a goal, and I will take Tottenham plus a goal. Another line I like, is Bayern Munich on the road against Anderlecht. I think Bayern is just in great form. They're a great team, and I think they do find a way to win the game. Not only draw, but win. And that line is pricey. It's minus 350. I know if you've been listening to the podcast, my cap is usually at 300, minus 300. I cut it off. I think this is a really good spot for Bayern. I think they take care of it. And this is only going in my parlays, and I do not suggest parlays, and I'll do a whole podcast or station about that, about why we don't do parlays and only straight bets. But I leave it to 10% of my straight bets. So if I'm betting 200 on a single team, I make myself do 200 on a specific team, and my max parlay bet would only be $20, because I don't want my parlay bet to be anywhere near my straight bet. And I'll do a whole podcast on that and why we do that and how we can continue to make more money, right? Yeah, all right, that's it that I wanted to tell you guys about. I'm a little intrigued about the Liverpool matchup with Sevilla. That should be a great game, although Sevilla is at home, so we're going to stay away from that. Another good game should be Juventus versus Barcelona. That should be a great game. I'm going to tune in and watch that. Yeah, so it's going to be some great football around. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and check the website at thesportspicks.info. Email us, message me, whatever you need if you want us to talk about something else. If there's a league you want us to look into, or you want to just discuss some teams or why somebody might be struggling or playing well, yeah, feel free to give us feedback. Thank you so much for tuning in, and keep winning, keep murdering the books, and I hope we continue to give you great picks. If we don't hear from you, happy Thanksgiving, happy have fun with your family and friends, happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, and keep it going.